This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. My community puts on a garden tour each year. This year, there was a place with only raised beds. It was beautiful. I have a couple of photos on gardenbite.com. I asked her why just raised beds, and she simply said she doesn't want to bend down anymore. That was the best answer I could think of. But there are even more. First, you control the soil type. There's better drainage, and the soil heats up faster in spring, allowing you to plant earlier. And those pesky weeds aren't, because they're not in your garden bed. You can use raised beds for vegetables, annuals, and even perennials if they're deep enough. Raised beds certainly aren't a new idea, but one of those good ideas from way back that have come back. Many years ago, I took some Master Gardener classes with Vince Fritz at the University of Minnesota Extension. He shares that the easiest, and I'll add cheapest, raised bed is one simply made of soil. Bring in the soil to build the bed, or excavate 3 to 4 inches down around the bed. Whether you dig out your pathways or not, be sure the access areas around the raised beds are at least 24 inches wide. Decide the size you want. If you will only be able to reach from one side, then don't make it any wider than 2.5 feet. I have the full instructions on gardenbite.com. You can custom build your raised bed out of various materials, from 2x4s to stock tanks and more. Always remember to add drainage. I have a friend whose partner Craig built her some beautiful ones. Thanks for sharing photos, Lois. And of course, you can purchase ready-to-plant containers too. I have lots more information and photos of the various types on my website. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. And send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.